Геннадий Удовенко, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Ukraine to the United Nations, and Mr. Alexander Butsko, the Counselor of the Mission, who is in charge of relations with press. Therefore, if there are questions I cannot answer, he will answer, and then at least I can blame him for a wrong answer. I cannot be blamed in the mission, certainly, but I have to have somebody to be blamed. To those who knew that I wanted to have this press conference on Monday, I would like to apologize for the postponement. This was done simply on technical reasons. I received, and I was warned by the foreign ministry that I would receive diplomatic pouch on Tuesday, and therefore I was recommended to be better armed with the latest decisions taken in Ukraine concerning this historic declaration, at least for us, historic declaration of independence of Ukraine. One of the purposes of this press conference is certainly to inform you of this decision of the Ukrainian parliament, but there are a number of other questions which I would like to draw your attention, and I briefly mention them. Apart from this main topic, the declaration of independence of Ukraine, also would like to inform you of a visit of our chairman of the Ukrainian Supreme Rada, which is the Ukrainian parliament, Mr. Kravchuk. He is coming here to address the General Assembly. I will be more elaborating on this matter. Then a visit of the president of the current session of the General Assembly, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Malta, Mr. Guido De Marco. He was in Kyiv with official visit to Kyiv. He was the first foreigner who congratulated the president of Ukraine on our act of independence. And also would like to attract your attention to our Chernobyl matters. There will be a conference of potential donors on the 20th of September. And this year we will commemorate a tragic date in our history, the 50th anniversary of Babyn Yar, or known to many people as Babi Yar, but in Ukrainian this is Babyn Yar. Now, as you are well aware, this is not news for you, the Parliament of Ukraine, at its extraordinary session of on 24th of August, on Saturday, 24th of August, there was the extraordinary session of the Ukrainian Parliament. The Ukrainian Parliament adopted Act of Declaration of Independence of Ukraine. This is a very short, therefore I will read it. We have a press release here, which was issued yesterday, but I would like it also to be circulated today. Act of Declaration of Independence of Ukraine. Stemming from a deadly threat which impended over Ukraine as a result of coup d'etat in the USSR of 19 August 1991, continuing a thousand-year-old tradition of state creation in Ukraine, proceeding from the right to self-determination envisaged by the United Nations Charter and other international legal documents, executing declaration on the state sovereignty of Ukraine, the Supreme Soviet Parliament of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic solemnly declares independence of Ukraine and the creation of an independent Ukrainian state, Ukraine. The territory of Ukraine, I would like to stress this, is indivisible and inviolable. From now, exclusively the Constitution and the laws of Ukraine are valid in the territory of Ukraine. This act is in force from the moment of its approval. Now, there is another document which was adopted by the Parliament, the resolution, which says that this act is in force from the moment of approval, and I also would like to read the resolution of the Parliament. The Supreme Soviet of Ukraine and Soviet Socialist Republic decides to declare on 24 August 1991 Ukraine independent democratic state. From the moment of the declaration of independence, only constitution, laws, decrees of the government and other legislative acts of the Republic are valid on the territory of Ukraine. On 1st December 1991, this is also very important, to hold a Republican referendum to confirm the act of declaration of independence. These are two basic documents which were adopted by our parliament at its session. The parliament adopted certain additional, since we do not have president of republic, election of the first president of Ukraine will take place on the 1st December this year. Therefore, the chairman of the parliament, who is the highest authority in the republic, is given additional responsibilities. Now he can cancel decrees adopted by the cabinet of ministers or by local authorities, etc. Then the parliament adopted a very important decision concerning that all military units which are taking place at which are staying at stationed in Ukraine will be under jurisdiction since now on of the Ukrainian parliament. It is decided to establish to set up the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, and it is the Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine is designated to start the establishment of military forces of Ukraine, Republican Guard, and also which will be responsible for security of the Parliament, of Cabinet of Ministers, and National Bank of Ukraine. The Parliament of Ukraine adopted a very important decision concerning political situation in Ukraine and immediate measures to be undertaken by the Ukrainian Parliament in order to prevent any possibility of coup d'etats, of military coups in future. A number of proposals, decisions, to instructions to the Cabinet of Ministers, to local authorities, etc. Following these meetings of the Ukrainian Parliament, the Presidium of Ukrainian Parliament, this is a Presidium, a collective organ of the Parliament, which takes the highest power in the Republic in between sessions, adopted a decree which temporarily suspend activities of the Communist Party of Ukraine, which is very important. Another decree concerning departization of state organs and organizations. It is prohibited now that activities of all political parties and organizations are prohibited in activities in governmental offices, bodies, organs, etc. Members of Ministry of Internal Affairs, Committee on State Security officers, and of the other legal organs like Procuratura, Office of the General Solicitor, etc., their membership in the parties are prohibited. Very important decisions were taken before, at least, the economic community was done its decision. On the 20th this month, Ukraine adopted three decrees to recognize state independence of Estonian Republic, state independence of Latvian Republic, and state independence of Lithuanian Republic. We recognize their independence, and Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine is authorized to undertake necessary negotiations and sign an agreement about the establishment of diplomatic relations between Ukraine and correspondently with each of these republics. This, you can certainly understand that these days I am very frequently interviewed by various press, and I was asked about the position of Ukraine, and many of you who were present last year when Ukrainian declaration of state sovereignty was adopted, I was asked what was our position of Ukraine. And I would like to confirm, and I'm very proud, that a year ago we said that we would recognize their independence and their, say, we would like to establish diplomatic relations with them. What I have done here in the United Nations, immediately on Monday, I paid a visit to Mr. Dayal, Undersecretary General, Chief of the Cabinet of the Secretary General. Secretary General is away from the headquarters, and I informed him of this decision. I also sent a note on Monday to the Secretary General that since now, with effect from August 24, 1991, the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic will act in the United Nations under the designation Ukraine. I always asked the Secretary General to bring the context of the presence note to the notice of all member states, principal and subsidiary organs of the United Nations, as well as of the specialized agencies and other organizations affiliated with the United Nations. In this note, certainly I informed him that on August 24, 1991, Supreme Rada Parliament of Ukraine adopted the Act of Declaration of Independence of Ukraine. In accordance with the Act, the creation of an independent Ukrainian state, Ukraine is declared. Therefore, we ask the Secretary General. I am going to hand this note to Mr. Dayal this afternoon, which is addressed by the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Mr. Zelenko, to the Secretary General, informing him about this decision undertaken by our Parliament. I also informed we had a meeting of the Eastern European Group, which is functioning very actively now, and about this decision of Ukrainian Parliament. This is, in brief, what I wanted to tell you on this issue. This is a historic moment Ukraine is living. Certainly, this is a very difficult moment for other parts in the Soviet Union, and many of you are aware that the Soviet Federal Parliament sent a delegation to Kyiv to negotiate various matters, and the Vice President of the Russian Federation also went to Ukraine. just this morning I talked to Kyiv, and I was told that discussions will take place on these issues, which is quite normal, obvious, such an important part of the Soviet Union declared its full independence, political independence, and certainly it concerns everybody. I receive a number of inquiries with regard to the establishment of our own army, our own Ministry of Defense, and there is a concern from many people what will happen to the nuclear armaments. Everything in Ukraine started with perestroika, these changes with perestroika, with glasnost. They come back to 1985, although my personal opinion, perestroika and glasnost came only in 1989 when Shcherbinsky was removed from his powerful position in the Central Committee of the Ukrainian Communist Party. and other changes took place. But this process of democratization, of glasnost in Ukraine has been greatly, became more reactive, greatly affected by the adoption, declaration of state sovereignty of Ukraine by Ukrainian parliament in July, on the 16th of July 1990, last year. That became a guidance for us. In that document, Ukraine is declared to be in the future a neutral state which will be guided by three non-nuclear principles. This provision was recently confirmed in the concept of a new constitution of Ukraine, that Ukraine will be guided by these nuclear principles in its policy in future. Certainly it is not a secret that nuclear arms are located in Ukraine, and this is a fact. When I am asked questions on this issue, I say that, for instance, Germany does not have its nuclear arms, but nuclear arms are located in the territory of Germany. And, but I would like to appeal to you not to dramatize this question. This is a decree of the parliament to establish our own army. But don't forget another important decision, that the government of Ukraine is instructed by the parliament to prepare necessary legislation, procedure, acts, etc. This will be a lengthy process. And I want to assure you that Ukraine will firmly stick to its international obligations. We are a very peace-loving nation. And we will stick very strongly to our promises, to our obligations. Therefore, I think that we should concentrate more on economic matters now Ukraine faces with, etc., rather than on military aspects. It will take some time, but again, I would like strongly state that Ukraine will stick its to international obligations, to our obligations which we undertook when we became founding member of the United Nations. And the last question. Certainly, in the United Nations, legally, technically, this historic document adopted by the Parliament of Ukraine does not change our status in the United Nations, because since 1945, Ukraine has been a sovereign state of the United Nations. And I always say that we are treated on equal footing with the Soviet Union, with the United States of America, with Botswana, with Lesotho, with any other country. At least that was my understanding. It is my understanding. Therefore, legally, we are continuing to be a sovereign member state of the United Nations, subject to the international law. Since the adoption of the Declaration of State Sovereignty last year, we have been strongly advocating the establishment of direct relations, be it diplomatic, consular, economic relations with foreign countries. And first of all, these are neighboring countries with us. Secondly, countries like United States of America, like Canada, like Argentina, Germany, where there is a great community of people of Ukrainian descent. Therefore, we have special, or Israel, for instance, we have special interests, and we would like to establish direct relations, diplomatic relations. We proposed this to the United States of America a number of times, but you know the position of administration concerning this issue. Therefore, this is what I can then answer your question on this important issue, but we certainly, this new new situation, it will certainly facilitate our more active participation in the United Nations. Although we consider that we were very active in the United Nations, but now we, the country proclaimed it full independence, certainly will have to result in our more active activities in the United Nations. We shall certainly will do that. Now, Chairman of the Ukrainian Parliament, Mr. Kravchuk, is going to visit United States to attend the General Assembly late September. He will address the plenary session of the General Assembly on 30th of September, and I hope that he will hold a press conference here, and it will be at least as good attendant and as it now, but possibly even better. And by that time, he will brief your future plans, and you will receive the first-hand information for the, from the highest authority in Ukraine. We are also scheduling his visit to Washington, D.C., to meet with leaders of the U.S. administration in Congress to address various organizations, institutions, etc. However, this is not an official visit to the United States on invitation of President Bush, although when President Bush was, when he was in Kyiv, he said that you will be welcomed in to visit the United States. This is a visit to the United Nations, to address the General Assembly of the United Nations, and then he will use this possibility to visit Washington, and we are working now on his program. This will be a short visit because he must quickly return to Kyiv since on the 29th of September we start to commemorate the 50th anniversary of tragedy of Babin Yar. This is a place in Kyiv, in Ravine of Kyiv, when on the 29th of September, Nazi, during their occupation, started mass massacre of people. First people to be killed were Jews, and there is a different number of Jews who were killed there. Altogether, we consider that almost 200,000 people were killed in Babin Yar. But from 29th September to 5th of October, only Jews were killed, totaling 50,000, and many, majority of them were children. We established in Ukraine, we established the state organizational committee to commemorate this tragedy in the life of Ukrainian people, of Jewish people, and we are going to have a very extensive program, scientific conferences, etc. And we expect presence of a number of top-level delegations headed by heads of states, or governments, or at other level. Although these dates coincide with Jewish holidays, the main events will take place on the 5th and 6th of October. here I would like to emphasize that the government of Ukraine, Ukrainian movement Ruch, cooperate closely on this issue, and we hope that this will attract the visit of many distinguished people, and we hope that this will also demonstrate, this I want to emphasize, that Ukraine is not an anti-Semit country. This is a country in which we pay great attention to minorities of people, and I can speak very proudly that there is a renaissance of Jewish languages and culture in Ukraine. Now, Now, on the 20th of September, in life of Ukrainian people, there have been many tragedies. This is, first of all, famine in 1933, which cost us 7 million lives and which was artificially organized by Stalin. Then we lost during the Second World War. Nobody knows exactly. Official figure was 6 million people, but we count much more. Certainly many people were killed in concentration camps during Stalin era. And then the third tragedy in our people, this is Chernobyl. On the 20th of this month, there will be a conference of donors who will contribute to the United Nations Chernobyl's fund. I would like also you to know that this is very important. We are working very hard with a number of potential donors to attract their attention to this. And finally, on the 23rd and 24th of this month, exactly the President of the General Assembly, Guido de Marco, came to Kyiv on the 23rd of this month. This was his official visit to Ukraine. I repeat, because sometimes people trying to combine a visit to Moscow, Kyiv, and Minsk. But this time, and this was agreed a long time ago, that his visit would take place only to Ukraine, only to Kyiv on 23rd and 24th of this month. He had a very busy schedule, and you know that on this coup d'etat happened in Moscow, and when we discussed this matter, whether this visit should take place or not, we were very firm on this. We said what happened, happened in Moscow. In Ukraine, our constitution is observed, and we are very grateful that President Guido de Marco, in spite of that situation, went to Kyiv. He met with leaders of Ukraine, with chairman of the Supreme Soviet, with prime minister, with minister for foreign affairs. There is a joint communique. We shall circulate it as a document of the United Nations. We are working with the Malta mission on this issue. Thank you very much for your attention. Sorry for such a lengthy statement, but as you can see, issues are very important.
On behalf of the UN Correspondents Association Ambassador, I'd like to welcome you to this press conference. How about we go another 10 minutes to give people the chance for some questions? Vicki, do you want to?
Yes, Mr. Ambassador, could you tell me what are your government's plans for establishing diplomatic relations with Israel? When do you think this will take place? And what effect will your Declaration of Independence have, if any, on immigration from the Ukraine to Israel?
As far as establishment of diplomatic relations or recognition of acts of independence, this I would like to emphasize, recognition of acts of independence, we will welcome any country to recognize our independence as soon as possible, but for the time being, we are recognizing independence of others, I said, the Baltic republics. With regard to even after the state declaration, which was adopted last year, now this process is going very quickly with Hungary and I hope with Poland, direct diplomatic relations. And Czechoslovakia, Czechoslovakia. Therefore, we are discussing these matters, but Hungary was the first country. Our president visited Hungary, the Hungarian president visited Ukraine, etc. with regard to the immigration of Jews to Israel or to other countries, my position, I think that, first of all, there is no change, and proclaimed the establishment of democratic Ukraine, democratic state. Therefore, each person has the right to leave to leave the country. Therefore, we only confirm this. But my personal view, we must create such conditions of living for people, be it Ukrainian or Jews or Russian or Hungarian or Bulgarian, that they do not want to leave our country, Ukraine. This is the main thing.
Ambassador, could you explain your government's position toward the center, or whatever the Soviet Union turns out to have as a center?
The parliament declared its independence of Ukraine. This act will be confirmed at referendum on the 1st of December. Certainly, we are living not in vacuum. We have been in this union for so many years. Therefore, a kind of economic union, this is a must. This is a must, at least at the during the first stages, for a kind of economic union. With regard to the political union, this will have to be seen. But as far as we already, for instance, with the Russian Federation, we already last November, on the 19th of November, we signed a treaty of friendship and cooperation. This treaty I sent for registration in the United Nations. Therefore, we don't see any problems in our relations with republics. What will happen to the federal structures? The Soviet Parliament is meeting at its session, then there will be a Congress of People's Deputies. This is for them to decide what they are going to do. And then we shall identify our relations with structures which will be created, be it economic, but at this stage it is difficult to predict. But economically, I think that we can maintain certain links, certain contacts. But for us, the basic orientation is agreement, treaties of friendship, of cooperation, which we already concluded with other republics in the Soviet Union.
Ambassador, so far you've followed the Moscow Library closely until now. What do you intend to do differently? Do you have any indications of how your policy will change now?
Foreign policy, certainly we are working very hard now on formation of our own foreign policy of Ukraine. Say, again, this process started 16th of July last year. Before, even in the United Nations, we had the joint foreign policy of the Soviet Union. Since last July, we are forming our own foreign policy. There might be our, own national interest, which might be distinct from national interest of Uzbekistan, for instance, or any other parts of the Soviet Union. Therefore, but the basic goals, the basic ideals of the foreign policy is to fulfill our international commitments. First of all, the Charter of the United Nations, which was drafted with the active participation of Ukraine, by the way, and our other international commitments. We strongly insist on our participation in Helsinki process. You know that last year I myself handed a note to the French ambassador asking for admission of Ukraine to a summit meeting which took place in Paris, but then we were told it no. Therefore, Ukraine was, by the way, was a participant of the Paris Peace Conference in 1945. We are not going to, my main point, we are going to stick to our international obligations. We are very peace-loving nations, Ukrainian, very peace, Ukrainian people.
What would you do differently, though?
Well, the very fact that now, for instance, we want to establish diplomatic relations, this is different. This is a new approach. We ask the United States to establish diplomatic relations with us. We ask any other foreign country to establish diplomatic relations. Yes, please.
How would Ukraine react to the territorial claims on the part of Mr. Yeltsin that was expressed yesterday in the Soviet Parliament?
Our treaty, which Mr. Yeltsin himself and Mr. Kravchuk signed on the 19th of December last year. This is a treaty of friendship and cooperation between Ukraine and Russia, which is here in the United Nations now, which formally was sent to the United Nations for registration. It is clearly indicated that neither Ukraine nor Russia has any territorial say, conflicts, claims, territorial claims. We, in Ukraine, we do not have territorial claims. We are sticked to this treaty we signed. As I said, we are committed to our international obligations. We hope that others will also be committed. Ukrainian foreign ministry made a statement to this extent on behalf of the Ukrainian parliament. We have a statement in which we emphasize that concerning Article 6 of this treaty between Ukraine and Russia, there is no territorial claims, etc. The border will be shut.
Mr. Ambassador, you didn't answer the question, the previous question, as to the possibility of establishing diplomatic relations with the State of Israel. Point one. Point two, will there be any understanding between the Ukraine and the central government about the control of the nuclear power, nuclear issue? I understand there should be some kind of...
State of Israel, last year, when the foreign minister of Israel, Mr. Levy, was here, I was instructed by my minister, Zelenka, to ask for a meeting, to arrange a meeting between two ministers. A year ago, we wanted to tell them that we would like to establish relations with you, a year ago. Now, we would like to establish relations with all countries, and especially with Israel, because of a great Jewish migration from Ukraine to Israel, and our former competitors who live now in Israel, etc. Therefore, we are very much interested, and we maintain very close relations with the Israeli mission here in Geneva. Whatever. In principle, in future, I don't see any problem. The second question, I say that for the time being, Ukraine, in its declaration of state sovereignty, solemnly declared that Ukraine would be guided by three non-nuclear principles: not to produce, not to use, not to produce, and the third one, which is more difficult to observe, not to permit to locate at its territory. But at least this is confirmed in a concept of a new constitution of Ukraine, which was adopted by the parliament. I think there should not be any concern with regard to the use of nuclear arms. We are ready to give it to the central control. It will have to be seen. Our task now is to create the Minister of Defense and then to start to proceed with the elaboration of necessary procedures, etc. We have
Mr.
two
Ambassador,
questions.
Are you moving out of the Soviet mission?
I am not located in the Soviet mission. I can say to you that the Soviet mission is also located in the Ukrainian mission. this is a question which is I very also ask. Many people link independence of Ukraine with my removal from that mission. This is a property of three persons: former permanent representatives of Ukraine, of USSR, and Belarus. Ukraine occupies a full floor with... It's a Ukrainian mission, indeed Ukrainian mission. Today, we are in a very difficult financial situation, and I don't think that my presence in the mission, in this jointly operated building, does not damage my independent actions, sovereign actions in the United Nations. I claim 25% of Soviet properties abroad in any country when we establish diplomatic relations with, I don't know, with a country A. Why we should buy a new building to contribute so much money at the beginning when we asked Soviet embassy to give us 20 or 25%. I don't know. This. But this is my, this is not my instruction. I don't want you to write very much of it. This is my personal position.
Thank you. Thank you. President Gorbachev resigns and agrees to become a candidate for the post of the Secretary General of the United Nations, will the newly independent Ukraine support his candidacy?
Якщо Горбачов піде з поста президента РСФСР і представить свою кандидатуру, чи підтримує Україну?
I think it will not be a question for Ukraine, but I wonder what France will do, because Mr. Gorbachev does not speak the French language. And this is a condition of them to say that the future Secretary General must speak French. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your...
Yes, hello again. Nice to see you. I'm fine. Nice to see you.